This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy have reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, ending a months-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, McCarthy says it's a deal that's worthy of the American people.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
McCarthy emphasized that the deal may not be absolute, and the text was to be finalized and submitted to members of Congress and voted on, which he believes will occur by Wednesday. Russia and Ukraine on Saturday both claimed to have launched more attacks on each other's multiple locations, with Russia saying it intercepted the Ukrainian missiles, and Ukraine stating the frontline combat remained fierce. This comes just a day after leading Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and urged the U.S. and other allies for more support.
I've never been more optimistic than I am now that the goal of driving out the invader is possible, and the key is continued commitment to give quality to the Ukrainian military to deal with the quantity of the Russian military.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's military intelligence claims that Russia is plotting a large-scale provocation at a nuclear power plant designed to put hostilities on pause and give Moscow's forces a respite they badly need to regroup ahead of the looming Ukrainian counteroffensive. A statement by the Intelligence Directorate of Ukraine's Defense Ministry claimed that Russian forces would strike the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and report a radioactive leak. This is VOA News. Turks vote Sunday in a presidential runoff that could see Recep Tayyip Erdogan extend his rule into a third decade and intensify Turkey's increasingly authoritarian path, muscular foreign policy, and unorthodox economic governance. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
In the first round of voting May 14th, Erdogan defied public opinion polls and came out comfortably ahead with an almost five-point lead over his rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. But he fell just short of the 50% needed to avoid a runoff in a race with profound consequences for Turkey itself and for global geopolitics. His unexpectedly strong showing amid a deep cost of living crisis and a win in parliamentary elections for a coalition including his party buoyed the veteran campaigner, who says a vote for him is a vote for stability. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For 5 months now, tens of thousands of Israelis have taken to the street every week to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposed judicial overhaul that would give politicians greater sway over selecting judges. Those protests continued Saturday with thousands like Jorit Newman turning out.
That we are constantly coming here every Saturday night to demonstrate for the future of our country, to demonstrate for Israeli democracy, to demonstrate for the perspective of our nation as a free democratic country.
Under pressure at home and abroad, Netanyahu agreed to delay the overhaul to negotiate with the opposition a middle ground, but after shifting focus to passing a state budget last week, the highly contested plan is again at the forefront. Critics see a threat to independence of the courts by the prime minister, who's on trial on graft charges he denies. The Taliban and Iran exchanged heavy gunfire Saturday on the Islamic Republic's border with Afghanistan, killing and wounding, sharply escalating rising tensions between the two countries amid a dispute over water rights. Iran's state-run Irina News Agency quoted the country's deputy police chief accusing the Taliban of opening fire first Saturday morning on the border of Iran's Sistan and Balochistan province and the Afghan province of Nimroz. Irina said Iran inflicted heavy casualties and serious damage. Tens of thousands of braved rain and the wind in Belgrade Saturday to attend an anti-government protest over two mass shootings that killed 18 people, blaming the deaths on a culture of violence that critics say authorities have allowed to permeate society. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.